to the Iowa Blues Showcase. This is our first podcast, which hopefully the many of featuring the best of Des Moines. This show, the Iowa Blues Showcase, actually goes all the way back into 1999, 2000, when it was first done. We were at the State Historical Building of Iowa, and it was designed as a radio show with a radio format. And what you're going to hear over the next few weeks, to months, to years, is going to be some of the old shows and then some brand new shows. We plan to start recording again in July. And you're going to hear some really good blues. You're also going to hear some shows, the old Sunday Night Blues Showcase at the Hull Avenue that were recorded starting around January or February of 1999. There's probably about 30 hours of that show. There's 30 hours of the original Iowa Blues Showcase. And then, like I said, hopefully some new shows starting up in July. Also, on this podcast, you're going to hear some cool interviews from the past. I've got some stuff from the late, great Jimmy Pryor and some of the other blues cats. So we'll definitely mix things up, occasionally maybe play some new songs that have been recorded by local blues artists so you can hear what we're doing. I think you'll be impressed with what we have here. This first show you're going to hear is a show all the way back to 2003. This is January 4th, 2003. I believe it was only on internet radio. So this one, don't think this one actually aired. We had one show actually air on a local radio station, which is a long story, and we'll go into it on another night. But this one here, I'm pretty sure this one aired on the Blues Historian internet radio station, which lasted from sometime 2003 or 4 until recently, when Live 365 went out of business. So anyway, hope that we're just going to kick into this show. I believe but I'm not really sure who. We're going to find out real soon who's on this. At the end, I'll come back and talk to you. We're going to hear the first hour of this, and then next week we'll hear the second hour of the show. So, hey, enough stalling. Let's go ahead and get this started. This is the Iowa Blues Showcase.
Iowa Blues Showcase.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Welcome to the Iowa Blues Showcase with our special guest tonight, Mr. Steve George, Mr. Roy Cashman, Mr. Dewey Cantrell, and maybe a mystery guest coming up. And the world's most dangerous blues band, the Bad Boys of Blues. Welcome. You can clap. Go ahead. Welcome to the world's best radio show, not on the radio. My name is Tom Gary. We're glad to be here. We used to do this show monthly at the State Historical Building, and we decided we wanted to go weekly, that we wanted a place that was a lot easier to move into, because the historical building is quite an effort. It was a Herculean task every month, so we decided to come here, and Chuck's been very nice to us, and we're happy to be here. And we got the wonderful Frank Strong over here. And Frank, how are you doing?
I'm doing fine. How are you doing today?
I'm not too bad, not too bad. I was just going to say to you that, you know, that one of the things of working in a state building is, you know, we have to be careful what we say. As you remember, during the winter, we couldn't talk about holidays. Remember?
Tom?
Yes.
We're not in a state building.
Isn't DMACC a state facility? Yeah, I see. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
We can't get away from the state.
No.
Wherever we go, there's a state. Everywhere, is that?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then we got to be careful about the politics thing, too. So, you know,
you
can't do any more of those cracks on the Republicans.
No, I didn't make fun of the Republicans. No, I did not do that.
You didn't?
You think I did that, but I didn't. No, I didn't do that.
You're sure?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm sure.
You're positive?
I'm sure. I'm positive.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, okay.
I don't know if I trust you, though, Frank.
So what else you got on your mind today?
Oh, anyway, just before we get to our first guest, I'm just going to let you know that we are trying to keep track of all the blues in the Des Moines, and we do have a website you can go to. It's a Yahoo group, and it's kind of a convoluted way to get there, but I do have a web address, although it's printed incorrectly on this. So what you need to do is take a pen or pencil and put Iowa Blues after group, and then you'll find us. But for those of you in radio land, it goes groups.yahoo.com/group/Iowa Blues. Did you get that all down, Frank?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's in the computer now.
All right. Yeah. And then you just go there and you can join up and we'll let you know what's going on with us and with the rest of the guys in the band. And hopefully you can follow the exploits of your local blues musicians. All right. Well, our first guest comes to us from Chicago, Illinois. He is quite the guitar player. He, I don't know, he's been here about a year, I think. 1 year. And the first time I seen him was at our shortly-lived jam session at the Hull Avenue called the Sunday Night Blues Showcase that lasted about, 3 weeks, Frank? I think it was.
After you showed up, it lasted 3 weeks. Yeah.
So anyway, we were there and we met Roy there and we were astounded then and we still are because this guy is quite a fine. We're glad that he's here in Des Moines. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roy Cashman.
All right. I guess we're going to play a few numbers here. Thank you, Tom. Thanks
You're
for letting me borrow the house band. Always a pleasure.
What did we decide? Alright, here we go. It's at waltz number 6/8 time.
Oh, that's G. G.
It's crying time again. A tear is gonna fall. Sad and blue, all alone here without you. I thought our love would last. Now it's all in the past. You.
Thank you. This is a slow blues, A minor, fellas. A little Tin Pan Alley. Tin Pan Alley to see what was going on. Things was too hot down there and couldn't stay very long. Yeah, alley's the roughest place I've ever been. Took me away from that alley. Lord, and took me right back to the pen. I heard a woman scream, and I peeked through the door. Some cat
was working that alley with a Lord with a 2x4. Yeah, hey. It's the roughest place I've ever been. They took me away from that alley, Lord, and took me right back to the pen. Frank Strom, everybody, come on, Frank. Frank Strom, everybody, give it up right here. Woo! Give it up, come on. I heard a pistol shoot, and it was a 44. Some cat was working that alley with a Lord, with a 2x4. Yeah, alley's the roughest place I've ever been. Took me away from that alley, Lord, and took me right back to the pen. Standing with his hand on his gun, he said, "This is a raid, boys. Nobody run." Yeah, that is the roughest place I've ever been. Me away from that alley, Lord, and took me right back to to the pen.
Cashman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you. How about it for this house band?
Well, Roy, how you doing there, buddy? And
okay.
And I have to say that the outfit is very dapper this evening.
Yeah, you know, I went down to Valley Junction and they had this old Anderson Erickson coat. Just happened to have my name embroidered on it, so I had to have it.
It looks cool.
It was $10 well spent, you know.
Yeah, and it's got that nice 50s look to it. That's what I like about it.
Yeah, it matches my hair. See, I can't find any cool hats like that. Frank's throwing his away over here. Yeah. You do that again, I'm going to keep it.
Well, it is a bowler.
It is a bowler.
Looking around at the audience, I see we've got quite a few new faces out there that might not know about you. Why don't you update the people, the new people here, about where you've been and where you're coming and why the heck are you in Des Moines?
That's a good question. No, I've never been a full-time musician. I've played part-time most of my life, about the better part of 30 years here anyhow, and I've always worked with bands that allowed me to play a couple nights a month on the weekends kind of thing and keep my day job and my family priorities in order. Grew up in Minnesota, traveled through North Carolina, Michigan, Chicago, and then on to Des Moines here. I'm in the computer business, so I have a little beanie hat at home with a propeller on it, but I don't bring it out to the gigs. While in Chicago, I had a chance to meet and work with some of my idols, like Dave Spector and Nick Moss and some of the guys there, and it was really a fun scene.
Cool, cool.
Yeah, there were something going on every night. Cool. And although I would say there were a lot more players, but definitely not any more quality. I find a lot of great players here in Des Moines, and that's inspiring to me.
Cool, all right. Well, you got another song in there for us?
One more.
All right. Oh, and ladies and gentlemen, ignore the man yelling names behind the curtain there. It's just Oz. There's no place like home. Oh, what? Oh, okay. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Roy Cashman.
But 7 guys have you on my 9. Your mama didn't know I got a dollar and a dime. Let's go. Come on, baby, let's go. Let's go. We'll keep a rocking and a rolling with me. Come on, baby, let's go. Go, Tom, go. Don't dance alone. She said, I'm sorry now, daddy, cause it's time to go home. Let's go. Well, come on, baby, let's go. Let's go. We'll keep a hoppin' and a boppin', baby. Come on, baby, let's go. You want some, Frank? all over, but I'm still hip. I'll be right back tomorrow, honey. Try the new stand. Let's go. Come on, baby, let's go. Let's go. We'll keep a hopping and a bopping, baby. Come on, baby, let's go. Let's go, baby. Still hip, I'll be right back tomorrow, honey, trying to move in. Let's go. Come on, baby, let's go. Let's go. We'll keep hopping and bopping with me. Come on, baby, let's go. We'll keep hopping and hopping, baby. Come on, baby, let's go.
Roy Cashman, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you very much.
We'll be right back. Welcome back. Ladies and gentlemen, this part of the show is one of my favorites. It's where we give Frank $50 and he goes off and spends it to show that Des Moines is not a dead city. And for those of you who've followed us around for the last couple years, know that originally John Woody Wood was the guy that went out spending money, and needless to say, he usually pocketed the money and did, you know, he'd make up stuff. And at least Frank would spend the money, not wisely, but he would spend it. He's made investments like in Enron and Martha Stewart. And he also donated the money to Gansky for whatever reason. I don't know. But and so anyway,
It was a tape recording.
It was a tape recording.
Oh, taping.
Yes.
Yeah.
You were taping.
Yeah. It was a live presentation.
Well, that was nice of you. And I'm sure he liked being taped. So anyway, do you have a best of, or what do you got today for us on Des Moines of $50?
Well, I kind of got some bad news for Des Moines people. There's I got some good news too, but the bad news is that, you know, Des Moines is facing some terrible, terrible budget problems.
Mm-hmm.
Do you know that?
Yes, I'm quite aware of that. Yeah.
And so I guess I got some, you know, that's really concerning me. So I've put together a little song to kind of express my feelings.
A song?
Well, it's kind of
Frank,
a song.
You're really making me nervous.
Oh, by the way, this is a rap song, and you know, this is a do you know that rap artist has got to be an oxymoron, right? Isn't that?
Watch it.
Okay.
Watch it.
Well, my favorite oxymoron is Microsoft Works. Okay. This is goes broke, 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 but broke. Now I need your help on this. Yeah, broke, 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 but broke.
Go ahead, Dave. Give him some help.
And I need your help too, because this is we're all in this together, right? Broke, 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 but broke.
Broke, okay. Broke, 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 broke.
Okay.
We're supposed to keep saying that?
Not yet, not yet. I'll tell you. Relax, relax. We're just on the radio. Okay. All right. Hey, hey, did you hear the news? The price is going up at the Des Moines Zoo. Yeah. The price is going up. Yes, siree. Because of Des Moines insolvency. And... and if you live outside of Des Moines, you're even gonna have to pay some extra coin. Wait a minute. Broke, 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 broke.
Broke, 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 broke.
I say broke, 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 broke. Take one, Tommy.
Okay, wait. Stop. Frank.
I'm not done yet. Okay.
Frank, wait a minute. Frank.
What?
This is supposed to be like Des Moines on $50, not Des Moines rap tune.
But I gave him the $50.
Oh, you did?
That's where the $50 went.
Oh,
so
gave it to Des Moines?
Yeah.
Oh, well, that was nice of you.
Yeah. And seeing if I'd, folks, I don't know if you're all cheering for me or not, but I really wanted to win that $300 million lottery, you know, that was going down. And it was because, I don't know if you paid attention or not, but the state of Iowa, I was going to give it to the state of Iowa because they're about that far in the hole this year.
Well, okay, yeah.
Well, somebody's got to do this. Somebody's got to carry the load around here.
You're
and
right.
Frankly, I'm getting tired of it. But so can I finish my song or not? I mean,
maybe next week, Frank. Okay. We're out of
all right,
time.
Well, thanks.
Ladies and gentlemen, Frank Strong, Des Moines on $50. Well, our next guest was originally from Marshalltown many, many, many years ago, and he came to Des Moines. And as he told us down at the historical building many times, he used to sneak onto Center Street and watch all the good music down there. And he also played with us on New Year's Eve down at the Raccoon River Brewing Company and put on a great show. Matter of fact, I thought it was Otis Redding there for a little bit. He was incredible. So ladies and gentlemen, put your hands together for Steve George.
Thank you very much. Thank you, Tom Gehry.
Hi.
Sounds good. How you doing, buddy?
Yeah.
Frank.
Hey.
I'm with you. All right. Broke. All right. Band sounds good tonight.
Well, thank you. Thank you.
I hope I do.
No, you'll be fine. So what you going to do for us?
We got a couple of people here that like Sweet Home Chicago, and so that was kind of requested, so why don't we do that one?
Come on, baby,
street. Take me down on the south side. Yeah. To that living life city. Keep on. Keep on. Chicago. One more time, baby. Baby, come on. Come on. Come on, baby. Don't you wanna go? Chicago, yeah.
Woo. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank the band. Jono on that guitar solo. Got Frank over here blowing that harp. Mr. Tom Gary on the keyboard. It's all right. Woo wee. Okay, hey, we'll do another one now. Nobody's throwing anything, no chicken wire required tonight. How about stepping out, stepping in?
Can I have the cheat sheet?
Key of
is that the one that starts on the
F.
Yeah. Does it start on the five?
Yeah.
Drum.
See, this is all together with no rehearsal, folks, so you gotta appreciate that, too. Step back in. Woo! it for me, man. Take a little bit of this here. Frank Strong on the harp, y'all. About 2 or 3 weeks out, parked my van up in the yard, trying to get my drum set out and everything. Slipped on up to the house, put the key in the lock. Dave called me up on the cell phone. He said, "Steve, said my key won't fit my lock no more." I said, "Oh, that's what I said. His baby looking out the window. She said, "Oh, you finally came home." Yeah, you finally came home and put me. I did leave the garage door unlocked. So you open up the garage door and you find a bunch of dolls and high-V plastic sacks out there with all your stuff in it. Yeah, I know you've been stepping out there on the road, she said. And while you were stepping out, oh, someone else stepping in. Let's do it one more time. While you were stepping out, yeah, someone else is stepping in. One more time, man. She said, "You've been stepping out. Now someone, yeah, someone else been peeking while you've been slipping. Someone else been stepping in." Thank you. Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you, Dave.
That wasn't very nice.
No, Dave, as long as it wasn't true, everything's cool, right?
At least that's his word. Yeah. So anyway, why don't you let us know what's going on with you and who you playing with? Cause are you going to put together a band for the contest? That's the big question we all want to know.
Well, I'm giving that some serious consideration, and I've talked to a few fellows, and they're talking to somebody else, and so looks like we're going to be meeting real soon to see if that can come about, and try for the blues competition for the state of Iowa.
That'd be cool. That, for those you don't know, it's the Iowa Blues Challenge, and it's put on by the Central Iowa Blues Society, and it starts this spring, but you have to have all the applications and stuff like tomorrow, isn't it?
no, almost tomorrow, but mid-January the stuff's just coming out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We got some time.
Yeah, you got to hurry up for that one, but... Yeah, that'd be a good contest, and normally we got people from all over the state in it, and it usually comes down to a Des Moines band and a Davenport band for some reason. But yeah, it's good to see you on the. And then hopefully Don Brown will be coming here later, and it'd be nice to see him. Are you going to hook up with him at all? Or?
Yeah, hopefully folks will stick around. Don Brown is on his way up. I don't know if any of you, you may not know Don's name, but Dark Brown, who was around Des Moines forever. This is his brother. He's been playing in New York and a very, very accomplished sax player. He's on his way up here now. I talked to him a little bit ago. And so Don Brown will hopefully be one of the people that's going to be in the group that we're putting together here. Mr. Rick Mosqueda over here on the congas also. And we're just going to build on. Got a few more people that we're talking to. So give us some support. So support.
Cool. Sounds exciting. Sounds very exciting. So what song you got left for us? You got one more, don't you?
Yeah, how about, let's see, Part-Time Lady?
Yeah, that's Shuffle and...
That Shuffle tune, and that would be...
Yes, check the cheat sheet, ladies and gentlemen.
That's
going to
be in the key of F.
Oh, another one in F, okay. Shuffle from the five. Yeah.
Okay.
Comes down from the five.
Dave's got it.
One, a two, a two, a two,
no, 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 I won't. Hey, 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 baby, just let me take out the drive and we'll go get a burger. Yeah. But when you need some loving, I'll be there around. I wanna love you, baby. I wanna love you, baby. I wanna love you, baby. Won't you be my part-time lady? I wanna love you, baby. What you say, baby? I wanna love you, baby. I wanna love you, baby. Won't you be my part-time lady? Come on, one more time, help me, baby. I wanna love you, baby.
Steve George, ladies and gentlemen.
Thank you, Ben, very much. Thank you.
All right, this is the part of the show where we like to do a song of our own as we head out the first hour and start up the second hour. And so we'll do a little ode to Jimmy Pryor. One of my favorite gentlemen in the world, Mr. 87-year-old Jimmy Pryor, does this song, and I like it too, so we'll go ahead and crank it up. Yep. Gotta imagine right here is a little like a kazoo, okay? Because Jimmy is the king of kazoo. Yes, everyone imagine a kazoo. Just a wah wah, sit. Wah wah. Wah 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 wah. All right, here we go. Showcase. I want to thank Steve George and Roy Cashman as our guests. And we want to thank our next guest when we find him. So don't know where we'll be right back.
Hey, all right, we're back. A couple updates. First off, Roy Cashman now is, I think he's living in Texas. That's the last I heard. He didn't stay in Des Moines very long, but boy, when he was in town, he was amazing. The second guy ended up in the Iowa Blues Hall of Fame is still around, Mr. Steve George. And I hope to have him maybe one of our first guests for the new showcase. The house band, the Bad Boys of the Blues back then, was John L. Smith, and he also was the guy that directed the band. John Lee Egan on bass, Dave Andrews on drums, Frank Strong on harmonica, Tom Gary, that's me, on the keyboard. And I also was the one that that hosts the show. Anyway, again, that was the January 4th, 2003 show. Next week will be the second half of the show, and as you can tell, we weren't sure who was coming on next, because sometimes that happened. It was kind of funny. We'd set a guest up, and we'd expect him to be there, and then all of a sudden, nobody's there. And so who in the audience can I pull up to make it sound great? So you're just going to have to tune in next week to our next podcast and see who showed up on that January 4th show of 2003. Oh, and by the way, too, those links are all dead. That Yahoo group, don't waste your time looking for it. It's gone. Your best bet is to go to Facebook, the Blues Army in Des Moines. Like it, and you'll know everything you need to know. Also, the web page for this podcast, you'll be able to find it at bluesman2001.blogspot.com, and all those links will be in the description, so you know, don't fret it. But that's where you'll find out what's going on. Well, we'll see you next week with the second part of the show. So have a good night. Talk to you later.